question regarding that the list of parts and like, for example, the morning chanting, there's brain at the end of this list, and there's also other parts that aren't listed, like eyes or metrovisual listed or.
Yeah, the sense organs are notably not in the list, all of the sense organs. Yeah, I think the brain came in as an addition later on from the original teachings. Was it in the commentaries? Came in. So we added that one. I'm not sure why it wasn't in the original list, but you'll notice, I mean, there's a lot of things that are missing. It's not just the sense organs. You know, there's no pancreas and no gallbladder and... And yeah, there's contents of the stomach, but there's not the stomach, you know, all those kinds. So there's lots that are missing. It's not meant to be like a complete anatomical list of body parts. It's more used just as a reflective tool to get a sense of the fact that there's a lot more. And we'll get into more of this next week when we really do the 32 parts, but that there's a lot that we're choosing not to see when, you know, we're bound up with, say, attraction, which is one of the reasons that we do this. Or if we're just bound up in the sense of body as self, from that aspect of it, there's a lot that we are kind of assuming when we impute a sense of self on the body. One way of trying to tease that whole sense of unity and meanness with the body is by looking at its various components, breaking it down into its parts, and considering, you know, individually, is that me? Is that one me? Is that one me? What if, you know, what if I don't have that part? You know, that kind of a thing to help to kind of deconstruct the sense of self around the body. So it's used for contemplation, but not so much as a, you know, an anatomical dictionary. Another good point, I think, along those lines, and you can see it, and we'll again talk more about it next week, is that the comparison that is used with the man looking at the sack of beans and rice, things like that, is just, it's not, again, the contemplation of the body is not to develop aversion, but it's to develop a sense of neutrality around the body. And so just as somebody looking in a sack of grains and seeing the different kinds of grains would just be noticing these different components that make it up, it's that same sense of, you know, seeing just what it is. What is just this body in its, you know, neutral sense that gives a sense of dispassion around it. So it's just kind of looking at it just in that light.